Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus continues to be helping creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. All right, in today's episode, we'll be looking at TubeBuddy versus vidIQ. Which one is better and why? So it began as a mistake for me initially, but for many small business owners, comparing TubeBuddy versus vidIQ can be quite complex. Using vidIQ started out as an accident for me in the beginning, and I'll explain why later. Publishing videos on YouTube looks like a very attractive opportunity for many people. However, what several people don't realize is that there is more to the whole process than meets the eye. Coming up with an idea for your YouTube channel and publishing new videos each week is only a small part of the work involved. Getting views and retention on your videos are the two most important metrics if you want to be successful. The truth is that becoming a rock star on YouTube can be hard or difficult. This is especially true if you have no idea what you're doing or how to increase retention. So in this particular episode, you will learn the differences between TubeBuddy and vidIQ, as well as why you will use one as opposed to the other. So to start off, let's first look at some YouTube video elements. As a casual viewer of YouTube videos, it is difficult to imagine that there are many elements that contribute to ranking those videos. You see, YouTube is part of Google, so as a result, there are many ranking factors that allow videos to get on page one of the results. Some of these important factors include channel optimization, video description and title, thumbnail of the video, tags, length of video, audience retention, number of views, playlists and end screens, and of course, hashtags. Just when you thought that growing an audience on YouTube is easy across all niches, it is not that simple. Creators in the music, beauty, and cooking niche seem to have it easier compared to other niches, which is true. Creators in the music, beauty, cooking niche all have it easier because, well, people unfortunately listen to music every day, put on makeup every day, and they cook every day. So those get a lot more searches. Sometimes people just get lucky or they already have an audience on another platform. So if you're thinking of starting a YouTube channel soon, remember that there is more to set up and weekly publishing than meets the eye. So let's look at those important video factors in detail. In order to help you understand how TubeBuddy and vidIQ can save you hours of hard work and frustration, let me explain in some detail the key factors that make YouTube channel and video successful. Channel optimization was at number one. One of the key elements to get right when starting your YouTube channel or making it successful is optimizing your channel. This optimization process involves getting your key message, channel graphics, and keywords right. When curating your channel art, follow the instructions listed in the video, which I've included in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/TubeBuddy vs vidIQ. So that's TubeBuddy-vs-vidIQ. So the link is there in the show notes that will show you exactly how to set up your channel art correctly. I've included it there. So you want to make sure that this channel art fits all the different devices. Because sometimes you go and you'll ask, what's the channel art size? And they'll give you the one for probably desktop or for laptop. But they don't give you the one for all your devices like your phone or cell phone or smartphone, as well as for tablets. The guy in that video also includes a template or supplies a template that you can follow. And you can use then Canva to actually create the graphic. Set up your links to the other social media channels and finally correctly set up all your elements in the channel settings. You head over to the YouTube Creator Studio. At the time of this recording, that's where you can find it. And on the bottom left-hand corner of the channel dashboard, you will see the settings. Click on that and you'll be brought to a screen that allows you to set up the basic info for your channel. Again, I've included a screenshot in the show notes so that you'll be able to know what to look out for. So as you would see in the screenshot, it is advisable to complete your basic information about your channel. Head over to the advanced settings and verify your YouTube channel using your AdWords or analytics account, which you will have already if you already have a blog or any of those other things. The reason why you want to verify your channel is because it allows you to include the links to your actual domain or blog or website. Again, I've included a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/TubeBuddy vs VidIQ, and that's TubeBuddy vs VidIQ. These are just some initial pointers to help you get your channel started in the right way. At number two, we have video description and title. Did you know that you can write up to 5,000 characters in the description section of the video? That is equal to about 500 to 1,000 words of text. It means that you really need to do your homework before creating descriptions. One cool trick is to use your YouTube channel upload defaults to store some of the description text that you want appearing on every single video. I've included an example again in the show notes, a screenshot showing you my description. One important thing to consider for a description is if the text is search engine optimized. Include all the keywords as much as possible. Of course, the title is the most important element of your video next to the thumbnail. And I have to tell you that it takes a lot of research to get the best low competition title for your videos. Your ideal title length should be 60 characters or more. If it's less, it's you sort of rubbing yourself short. Speaking of thumbnail, the thumbnail of the video is up next at number three. This may sound crazy, but the thumbnail image of the YouTube video is probably the single most important element to get the click. To get an idea of the best thumbnail design for your video, take a look at the popular videos when you go to YouTube homepage. So if you do a search or just go to YouTube homepage, I've included a screenshot again in the show notes at time of this recording, and you will be able to see what is in there. And the best advice I have for you in this particular area is to ask yourself, when you look at those YouTube video thumbnails, which one of them catches your eyes at first glance? Which one would you click on and why? And based on your answer, then you know what kind of thumbnail is eye-catching for you and probably most likely for your audience. At number four, we've got video tags. For many years, I couldn't understand how YouTubers figured out which tags are best for their videos. In case you did not know, tags is a totally separate section of your YouTube video that tells YouTube what a topic of the video is all about. Sometimes I wonder why video requires so much text associated with it. The best reason I can give you is that search engine bots are still unable to decipher videos, because obviously videos isn't text, it's just, you know, a video. Again, I've included a screenshot in the show notes showing you the tags of my video. You will see an example of the tags from one of my YouTube videos, and I explain why later how I came up with that list. So believe it or not, at number five, we've got the length of the video. The length of the video is a key factor. So believe it or not, the length of your videos on YouTube have a profound effect on where you rank in the search engines. In other words, depending on the topic of your video, the first 5 seconds of the footage, plus the length of the other competing videos determines your particular rank. Your videos cannot be too short or too long. You simply need to take a look at what the competition is doing. At number six, we've got audience retention. This means your ability to keep your audience watching the video until the end. I can tell you for a fact that this is pretty difficult to get this right every single time. However, with a bit of trial and error, you will find your groove over time. The trick is to capture their attention in the first 3 to 5 seconds of the video so that they will continue until the end. Dig into that pain so that they will want to stay until the end, until the problem is solved. Number of views is at number seven. So as the name suggests, it is the total number of views on each YouTube video. There is also an element of channel views in your YouTube statistics. Obviously, the more views your videos receive, the better it will be for your YouTube channel. A clever trick to improve your views is to create a series of 5 videos so that your viewer will need to watch all 5 videos in the series to get the total answer to their questions. Playlists and end screens is in at number 8. While this may sound very trivial, when it comes to ranking by adding end screens to your videos, you improve your channel retention. It means that viewers can continue the experience by watching related video from your channel or playlist. Also, by categorizing your videos using topics or subtopics, you also improve your retention rates for your channel. And number 9, we've got hashtags. While hashtags are not yet that popular on YouTube, a number of influencers are starting to include them in their descriptions. Now, this is not the crazy amount of hashtags like 20 plus as you often see on Instagram. I'm talking only about 2 to 4 hashtags at most. Okay, finally, we're going to be looking at TubeBuddy versus vidIQ. Now that you have a better idea of what you need to do to get your videos to rank on YouTube, let's look at how the software, each one, helps. Unfortunately, both solutions are not free, but they do require small investment for you to use them effectively. So at number one, the first one we're going to look at is vidIQ. While both applications appear to offer the same features, there are some things that make vidIQ better in some areas compared to TubeBuddy. For example, when it comes to channel optimization, especially as it relates to keywords, vidIQ is the best one to use. There is a feature called SEO inside vidIQ that allows you to do a search for a broad list of keywords that have low competition in your niche. So when I say a broad list, I'm talking about 100, 200, 300 keywords. So that's very broad. You're going to look to see which ones have the low competition, and you're going to amalgamate those in a big list. You can sign up for a trial, a free trial, or pay $10 for 1 month to do all of your research if you are on a tight budget. You can also use a free version to check the optimization on individual videos. All the other premium features that vidIQ have on offer require you to be on the their Boost plan, which means paying $49 a month. These premium features include one-click syndication with Facebook, running description campaigns for your videos, seeing what else your subscribers are watching and when they are online, and spying on your competing channels. Many of these you will not need as a beginner to YouTube unless your videos start going viral. Other cool features vidIQ have available that's free. So other interesting features that are available with vidIQ fall into 2 broad categories. You have channel-specific features and video-focused features. Channel-specific, the features that are available to help you gather data about specific channel include trending, stats, top keywords, competitors, trend alerts, most viewed, channel audits, and achievements. As a member, you can also get access to the vidIQ Academy. To give you a flavor of what that looks like, take a look at the screenshots which I've included in the show notes where I highlight the top 3 channel-specific features. So you would see a channel statistics, looking specifically at the channel performance over the last 3 months. I've included a screenshot in the show notes so you can see what that looks like. You can check out the top videos for that particular channel, where vidIQ reveals a breakdown of the total views per hour per video. And finally, you can take a look at the top keywords on that specific channel. You only get the top 3 for free, and you need to upgrade to a higher plan to get all of the top keywords for that particular channel. And you only need to go to the pro version, which is $10 a month. As I mentioned previously, vidIQ also offers statistics for specific videos or all of your videos, but very specifically for each video to help you optimize it as much as possible. So the data that is collected by vidIQ for each video can be an eye-opener so that you can tweak each video to get it to rank on YouTube. It is cleverly broken down into various segments as follows. You got the overview, social, SEO, compare views in the first 30 days, video optimization checklist, channel, and video tags. Again, head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/TubeBuddy versus vidIQ. So let's quickly look at each of them in turn to help you understand what is covered for each segment. So overview and social. The overview gives you a standard vidIQ score, views per hour, as well as total views on the video. On the other hand, the social shows a breakdown of engagement rate, YouTube likes, dislikes, Reddit engagement, Facebook plus Instagram followers, and then Facebook likes. SEO, the SEO then gives you some additional information that you will not find anywhere else. These include VidIQ SEO score, the number of videos in the up next section, description word count, description link count, external links to that specific video. When it comes to video optimization on channel, in the video and optimization segment, you will find interesting data which is similar to the ones offered by TubeBuddy. They check to ensure your video contains sufficiently long title, tags, description, cards, end screens, and shared on Facebook and on Twitter. Whereas the channel segment include elements that are for the overall channel. These are channel country, average daily views, daily subscribers, subscribers in the last 30 days, views in the last 30 days, total subscribers, subscriber rank, and view rank. So the next one we have is video and channel tags. As the name suggests, these show you what tags are on the video, including their rank, as well as on the channel. So YouTube search when it comes to vidIQ. One unique feature that is also offered by vidIQ is the ability to do a YouTube search and see in great detail what comes up in the results. So for example, I did a search about how to set up Pinterest rich pins. And if you head over to the show notes, you'll see the kind of detail you expect to see on vidIQ. And this is me using the free version of vidIQ. So each video will display the tags, the title, the thumbnail, as well as some interesting things like the highest views, average views, average subscribers for each of the videos, as well as the average age of each of the videos, the times in the title it appears, and the description as well. You also get an overall score of low, medium, and high. So in the results, you can see the titles used for YouTubers, as well as their tags, thumbnails, and even their social shares. I'm using the free version of vidIQ to access this information. Okay, so that's vidIQ in a nutshell. That is a lot I covered there. Make sure you head over to the show notes at successandscramble.com so you can get a look and feel as to what you can expect when using vidIQ for the paid and the free version. Okay, so TubeBuddy is up next. I am not particularly biased, but I believe that it's important to start on a small budget and working your way through the YouTube maze, as it were. So in terms of the features for beginners, TubeBuddy actually has a great set of tools available for beginners. Let's spend some time looking at these amazing features and how they can benefit you. I've included a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over there. You'll be able to see what the TubeBuddy is included. I know you can't actually see this on the free version, but I've included in the show notes so you can get a feel of what you can expect. Keyword Explorer is up the first feature. It's very similar to a keyword tool, but more powerful and specific for YouTube. So when you do a search, you can expect to see the results. I've included the screenshot in the show notes. My search was for Pinterest business account, and you head over there, you can see what kind of results you expect to see. In my opinion, it is much more attuned for specific videos. I wouldn't use it for channel search. I'll use it only for video search. SEO Studio is up next. SEO Studio takes you step by step through the process of choosing a title, description, tags, and thumbnail. I've included screenshots in the show notes so you can get an idea of what you can expect. The Video Topic Planner, you will like the Video Topic Planner because it allows you to do your keyword research and add them to a topic planner so you can plan out all the topics for the next 90 days. The Thumbnail Generator is another handy feature, and it allows you to generate great images for your videos on the fly. It even has the ability to save templates that you can use again and again, saving you a whole lot of time. Again, I've included a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to successonscramble.com, TubeBuddy versus vidIQ, and that's TubeBuddy vs vidIQ. Bulk processing, one of the best features of TubeBuddy is their bulk processing tool, which is ideal for updating all the videos or just a handful of videos. Say, for example, that you are doing a rebrand or even need to include a new tag or hashtags or keywords across multiple videos. Instead of doing it one by one, especially if you have 100 videos on your channel, you can use the bulk processor tool to save you a whole lot of time. So it's like a find and replace as well as an append tool. Again, I've included screenshots in the show notes. You've got a best practice checks. So by now you're probably thinking that there are way too many things to check when it comes to uploading a video to YouTube. The good news is that you don't have to remember all of these thanks to the best practice checks offered by TubeBuddy. Every time you upload a video, this feature reminds you of what you need to include and checks it off for you with a green check mark. You can essentially ditch the manual checklist and depend on TubeBuddy to do the checks on your behalf. YouTube search. So in a similar fashion to vidIQ, you can do a YouTube search with TubeBuddy switched on, and here are the results you can expect. I've included a screenshot in the show notes. So unlike the vidIQ tool, and you can have these in two separate browsers. So I use a vidIQ in my Chrome browser, and I use the TubeBuddy extension then in my Firefox browser. So just that if the things don't get confusing. So I did a search, and again, very similar search to the vidIQ, and you see that it doesn't necessarily include the tags straight off, but it does show you the most used tags across all of the videos in the search results, which is kind of handy, and it ranks them by the amount used. You head over to the show notes at successandscramble.com/TubeBuddy vs VidIQ, and that's TubeBuddy vs VidIQ. So TubeBuddy bonuses. To sweeten the deal, TubeBuddy also offers a large number of perks for their paid members. These include a free membership to Tuber Tools, Audio Hero, YouTube Starter Kit, and even 25% off Epidemic Song. There are actually 12 perks in total for paid members of this tool. So the story behind why I accidentally came across vidIQ. So if it is something that you want to use, I've included a link in the show notes for you to go on, head over, and you can take advantage of that membership. So again, the story behind why I accidentally came to know about vidIQ is sometime during the last 10 years, I heard about it. Back then, I'm always curious about tools, about hacks, about all of that. So I started a free trial, and I was blown away by what the tool had to offer for YouTubers. But at the time, I was not just ready to create any kind of videos at all. So you can imagine that was probably a waste of a trial, but hey, I like playing with tools. It was only after using TubeBuddy and Morning Fame, which is two other tools. I know I haven't mentioned Morning Fame anytime in this podcast, but again, I've included a link in the show notes because with Morning Fame, it's by invite only. So I've included a link in the show notes. You can have a look there as to how you can get used to that one as well. So only after using the TubeBuddy and Morning Fame that I fully understood how YouTubers came up with their tags for their videos. And it's really simple because these particular tools actually give you a heads up when you actually upload a video as to what suggested tags you should use and how they are ranked in the search. So just when you thought that starting a YouTube channel would be scary, you realize that there are lots of help available to guide you along the way. Did I mention that you can get started with a paid trial of TubeBuddy plan for as low as $4.50 per month if you only have one YouTube channel? Of course, you can now understand why I'm so biased towards TubeBuddy when compared to the $49 plan from vidIQ. So vidIQ, there is a $10 plan, but there's a lot of things that isn't included as standard in that plan. You have to upgrade to the $49 plan to get all of the features. Since I've started using the tools offered by TubeBuddy, believe it or not, my YouTube channel has actually started to grow. I get subscribers and I actually get views. Yes, it does mean that I now need to post consistently every week to get to my 1,000 subscribers. So if you ever wanted to start a YouTube channel, but you were not sure where to start, this post and plus this episode plus the subscription to TubeBuddy can get you started. So over to you. Have you started a YouTube channel recently and use any of these tools? What has been the results so far? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you already have a YouTube channel, but you're trying to find a way to add captions, check out this resource showing you how to easily add subtitles to videos. Are you trying to save time on your weekly marketing task? Then you will enjoy these enviable Chrome extensions for marketers. I've left a link in the show notes for both of those. Do you need help implementing your 90-day marketing plan? If so, then you should enroll in my 20-minute social promos program. That's a 20-minute social promos program. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. It will actually help you get better at marketing daily. My focus continues to be helping solopreneurs, giving them simplified marketing strategies so that they can gain more visibility as well as get back to their zone of genius and spend more time with their loved ones. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.